The University of Alaska Board of Regents took the first step today in phasing out the education department on the Anchorage campus. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, the Regents voted to eliminate 7 initial licensure programs.
The recommendation came from UA President Jim Johnson, whose plan is to eliminate the University of Alaska Anchorage's education department following its loss of national accreditation for some of its programs in January.
I have recommended that we not continue those programs and that instead, UAF and UAS, with continued coordination from the Alaska College of Education, provide their programs to students in Anchorage.
Both the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Southeast have nationally accredited education programs. Under Johnson's plan, education classes will be taught in person and through online courses from UAF and UAS teachers. The largest point of opposition to Johnson's plan came from Juneau-based Regent Dale Anderson. Anderson says that the process was done without collaboration between the board members on how to proceed. Anderson also accused Johnson of consolidating most of the initial licensure program responsibility to the Fairbanks campus.
Fairbanks has never accepted the fact that the School of Education is in Juneau. And they're constantly bickering, and this turf war is totally wrong. It needs to be stopped.
6 of the 7 programs would be moved to UAF's education department. UAS currently houses the College of Education. Board Chair John Davies of Fairbanks agreed that the process for what to do with UAA's education department went by quickly, but he noted that the community requested an urgent response.
One of the biggest concerns that we had was that we were hearing from the students that they thought that we weren't acting fast enough. And so that's the reason why we're having this meeting today and why we're having it in this manner.
In the end, the board voted 6-5 in favor of Johnson's recommendation, which would take effect September 1st of this year. The next step of Johnson's recommendation is to eliminate the rest of UAA's education department effective July of 2020. The State Board of Education requires that students graduate from a nationally accredited education program to receive teaching licenses. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.